With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
He wore them on ground.
I'm running them over. When? Recently.
That's how we saw him. He goes, yeah, I wore them to gym. That's when he's doing working at some work.
He worked out in Steve-O's crepes.
Yeah.
Run him over. You run him over as well. And everyone's got to run him over. He wore Steve-O's crepes to gym.
And I think they were box fresh as well, remember?
So Adidas ones, but they're expensive. They're like 220.
220?
Adidas.
Yeah, like, you know them proper running
the ones. Light ones. Yeah, the light ones. Yeah. The light ones. The light ones.
KG's like, okay. He's got to run his butt back though, surely, innit?
No.
The way he's talking in a group, let me know that he's on badness. Steve-O's going to change it up. Like, he's not having it, bro. He's putting in memes saying, run my shoes.
Like, he's not hugging. He's going to do something. Like, he's not hugging it. Like, something has to happen. Like, he's going to do something.
You've got a big choice to make at this moment. Yeah, yeah. You're in a predicament right now, you know?
Eddie Hearn.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Eddie Hearn.
Who do you protect?
None of them.
Anyway, boys, apparently they live among us.
Mm-hmm.
The 51st Caesar Awards in Paris saw an unfamiliar Jim Carrey in attendance.
Yeah, shoulder length, jet black hair, plumper cheeks, tire eyes, well, different colour eyes.
Plumper cheeks is a bunner.
They're saying it was a clone.
Some folk have commented on how happy he looked. Others insisted it's not him. And you know what I think is interesting? That like, it's Jim Carrey as well. Like, Jim Carrey is known for like being like
speaking against.
Yeah,
with you. I'm with
when
you.
They ask him questions, he will quite brazenly
speak out the things.
Speak on certain
things. They got him.
Yeah.
They got
I just know him. They got him. Man. Mark. Yeah. Bird. Yeah. Mocking bird, don't have you ever heard?
Is that
she wanna fly me? Ain't you seen the Dumb and Dumb one in
Lincoln
the car?
Park?
I thought it was Ace Ventura. Going mad,
but he doesn't look like him though.
Ain't you seen that bit?
Yeah. He did on purpose.
No, someone done it on purpose.
There was a guy who said he put on the prosthetics and was pretending to be him.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name.
There was a guy. He does it to like everyone apparently, but the reason why I believe it. Little things. So I typed in, when I saw him signing autographs at the end, I just said to myself,
what hand was it, Paul?
If it's really him, let me just type in, what hand is Jim Carrey? He's left-handed. So I was like, all right, now we got a problem.
What, he's signing it right-handed?
Exactly.
Nah, I'm not a detective
like that.
Shall I tell you the truth then?
That's good, you know. That's good work.
Oh, shut up.
That's good work to check.
You
like
shut
that.
Up.
He's taking the piss. He's gone.
Little loons, man.
Don't little loons me, bro.
Nah, I think he's taking a piss, though.
He's gone what?
I think he's gone to like a spa or something.
Yeah.
Gone and got the facial treatments. Gone and got a blow dry and them thing there.
Yeah.
And just said, I'm just gonna throw a spanner in the works. It must be. Jim Carrey's taking the piss, bro.
That's not him.
But he don't care like that, though. Why would he do the Botox?
What's the man's name that's saying he was pretending to be him?
Carrey Jim.
You're getting mad.
Remember, Jim Carrey is from Canada, from Quebec, a French-speaking place in Canada.
Has the guy got other examples of him doing it?
Yeah.
And when they look that good?
Yeah, he's got loads.
Because something was off, bro. Something was off. You get me?
How did his speech sound, though? He can't sound like Jim Carrey, though.
Alexis Stone.
That's his name.
How was his speech? Did he actually speak at the...
I didn't watch the speech, but I just know Jim Carrey's very, like you said, very charismatic, always been on to, everything that's happening now. He's been speaking about Epstein, all of this type of stuff. So when I saw that version of Jim Carrey, I wasn't
happy.
Could
be a gunner.
Yeah, I don't believe in clones, so I don't know what you lot are talking about.
No, they got him, man. Yeah, sad. I think they got Thing as well, Gucci Mane.
That's blatantly not him. That is blatantly not him. That is Jack Nigels. That is not Jack Nicholson, bro.
So man's on his Instagram, yeah. I'm trying to get like references, isn't it? I'm saying, let me see what he's done before.
Yeah.
To see how believable and I clicked on the Jack Nicholson joke. This brother forwarding out of the limo was not Jack Nicholson, bro.
Like, Jack Nicholson don't look like how he used to look.
No, brother. He's never looked like this. He's never gonna look like this.
That's a never gonna.
So the question that I'm asking then is, how did he manage to do? How did he manage to do Jim Carrey so good?
The thing,
easier looking at me.
Look at Greg, fam. And GOP can't believe it. No, I don't know.
It's blatantly not him.
They're taking a piss. They're taking a piss.
What is that, bro?
They're taking a piss.
That looks like Doc from
Joe Was Mad. I don't know who he's meant to look like.
Jack
That's
Nicholson.
How bad it is.
Jack Nicholson.
Johnny.
He's too young, man. He's too young.
Well, no, there's aliens amongst us, man.
I don't think
imposter.
That's an alien.
It might be an alien or a clone because I don't think it's Alexis Stone.
You don't think it's Alexis Stone?
No, not after the Jack Nicholson. Nah.
Yeah.
The Jim Carrey's not going to be that good.
But then maybe, because this is how I feel like this Jim Carrey situation is similar to Mo Salah. Maybe Mo Salah's a clone.
Potentially.
10 games without a goal. He's never done it in his whole career in the Premier League. I don't even hear Liverpool fans even speaking about Salah anymore. Do you remember last season? He was incredible.
They only speak when they're
winning.
Like,
it's too hot and cold. Sorry. I feel like it's a clone.
Scoring though.
No, we're talking about him.
I'm not talking about him.
Focus. You know, no team really has like two people just banging out and goals. Like Arsenal, no.
Are you protecting a clone?
Do you know what I'm saying? Arsenal, no.
I'm not getting that. Liverpool.
Is Loon's a clone?
Are you protecting a clone? Yeah, yeah. Can I protect a clone? Yeah.
You haven't shouted in a while, you know.
You got a clone jacket on, bro. What's wrong? You got a clone jacket, bro.
Shut up, Paul. This is. What's wrong with my jacket?
3D printer, bro.
What's wrong with my jacket?
Liz is a clone jacket.
Why you're cussing Paul's jacket?
Clones in movies wear that. Still.
Equilibrium in them films.
Yeah, literally.
Paul's jacket.
Go on, so wait. You don't want to talk about Mo Salah? Like he's asking you about.
Yeah, man. I see he broke some record the other day. Even though he's not he's scoring as well. He broke some record saying, yeah, he done some only player to do over 10 times a game of either a goal or assist or something. So he broke the record that on reset.
Fact check.
That's a clone, bro.
He done it in.
What do you mean he did?
21-22 and 15 times, and he done it in.
At least you should get clones. Do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah. He got a goal and assist in 10 or more games in a row.
He's a clone.
Some things.
Yeah, that's what they said. He broke, and he's not scoring. I was like, raw, this is crazy.
Things go bad. Like I'd give you like an example, yeah? I never watch movies anymore, yeah? But I seen, do you remember the movie 28 Days Later?
Of course. Later,
that's one of the scariest films I've ever seen, yeah? So I saw on the thing, 28 years later, Bone Village. No Diddy. The worst film I've ever seen.
Bone
is it bad? Why was Bone Village? You know there's a whole 28 Days Later, years later, normal, innit? There's not Bone Village.
Do you know why that makes so much sense? Because they're referring to things, bro. And it's like, this ain't in 28 weeks later. Like, brother, how can a man, the guy that owns the Bone Village, yeah? He gets the main zombie. He gives it drugs, basically. He gives it so much drugs, my man starts speaking English again. Man, I swear down. He's giving
that's
him.
That's a parody.
It's
bro.
Not, I swear. Listen, he's giving it. Morphine or something. Just listen, he's been alone all the time. He's made the Bone Village out of all the people's bones, yeah? He's got the main zombie, Brutus or something. He's called it something. Big, light-skinned you, yeah? Then he's... I'm not even joking.
Where did
you
see
bro,
this?
It's... Brother, type in Bone Village right now,
Ducky,
bro.
You gotta learn.
Type in, yeah? So he gets the... Basically, he tames them, innit? That's how he gets them to hunt for him. He gets them to do bare things. But the main one, he's been studying it for time. And what he does is he tranquilizes it. And then when he's waved, he'll like heal his wounds and figure out, like check it, take blood samples and that. But he clocked over time. When I tranquilize my man, he's high. Like he gets him to dance to music and walks around. It's stupid. Broski.
Bone
imagine,
temple.
Hear this. Bone temple. Bone temple. But that's it. Bone village.
Bone village.
So hear this now, yeah? He starts, he's running out of drugs and he's lying there with my, it's so weird. He's lying there, they're looking at the moon and that. He's like, oh, the morphine's about to run out, but I don't want you to experience this life any longer. So he's like, he's basically got this poison thing and he's like, I plan to give this to you and the morphine ran out. But he goes to give him the morphine, my man's staring at the moon. The zombie goes, moon. He's like, oh my days, rare. So basically, yeah. The zombie goes, but hear this.
Wait,
bro,
wait,
I swear my mother's...
Wait.
Bro,
What happened with these two? Oi, what happened? No, tell me what happened before the ad read.
And you can type in right now. Type it in right now. Type in Bone Temple train scene, yeah? Bro, the zombie goes on the train, goes on an abandoned train, yeah? He sits on the train, yeah? He has a flashback of when he's a youth. Zombies get on the train to eat him. But in the flashback, he sees them as ticket inspectors. He says, I don't have a ticket. He starts fighting them. I swear.
I know why you don't watch films anymore.
I swear.
I wouldn't watch films. You got too much time with your
hands. It's got them going mad.
I can't believe that's the movie you chose to watch. There was no point that we thought, I'm turning this off. Yeah. There's no point. When he looked at the moon, when he was on the train with the ticket inspector,
I skipped. You know, I agree with you. You get previews before you click a movie, you know? You know what you're watching.
What do you mean?
You know what you're watching.
If it's 28 weeks later, yeah, I thought it's going to be cold, bro.
Was it suggested?
All my days, I'd even tell you the other main bit.
No.
The main other plot is a cult, yeah? And the cult, they call themselves Jimmy's, and they got Jimmy Savile wigs on. I swear down. I swear, broski, I swear to God. Check the film right now.
Look at Mark's face.
I swear down. Someone in the crowd's gonna confirm it for me.
Do you know, like in football, when he set the tempo, yeah? The first pass from you to him has brought us here, bro. Because there's no way. You didn't know what you're talking about. You didn't. He had a speech about these stats about Mo Salah. Yeah.
What? And he's got
made
GA.
He made it up.
I didn't.
I'm going to tell you now, there's going to be something. This episode is weird.
There's an alien amongst us still.
It's the latest day, yeah. You got a woolly on. He's got a trench coat.
It's that time again, boys.
It is.
Sally on the daily.
All right.
This is an advertisement for Sally.
Sally is the affordable and easy to use eSIM service for international travel.
And it's sustainable.
Sally is an eSIM service that gives reliable mobile and internet connections to over 200 destinations worldwide.
Simply download the Sally app and pick a data plan.
And it will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination.
With a Sally eSIM, you ditch the physical SIMs.
You save on roaming costs and never lose connection, ever.
Forget queuing at the airports for SIM cards.
And forget those sneaky roaming fees. With Sally, you get a secure internet connection on your travels.
And it enables you to switch your device's virtual location to back home.
So you can access all the apps and sites which may be blocked when abroad.
Sports, movies, TV shows, you name it.
And if you're moving on to another country, just add new destinations to your existing Sally eSIM.
As there's no need to install new eSIMs every time. Never need to do that.
Download Sally in App Store or by scanning the QR code on the screen.
Where is it?
Menace said.
Oh, goodness.
Use the code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. The details are in the episode description box. Pow.
Sally on the daily.
All right.
Hey, your voice is cold, you know.
It's working, bro.
You need to have an actual song. Like, just make one tune today. We got the old songs, but Guns I want something today, man.
Another song today. I'm working on something still. Ian Wright liked my song about...
Chicken Wings?
About, what's it called? Spurs Going Down. So, yeah, he liked it. So I'm certified now. That's everyone's uncle. Uncle Wright.
It's the
uncle
championship Ryan. You're heading for.
Serious. Hey, yeah, that was. That was.
When the remix lad, yeah. But boys, let's ask an important question. Who the hell let Yaya Toure into the Spurs?
I mean.
Did you see what he was doing?
I've seen his drip and I wasn't impressed.
It's the drip. He was like, I mean. We're going to let the football do the talking.
Nah, he pulled up. He pulled up on Lupin.
Lupin mode. Crazy. But this is what it is.
Was there any good spec? Did he ever give any good spec?
I didn't understand him.
It's not even whether the spec was good or not. It's the fact that he asked for more effort and he was dressed like that.
I said that, yeah, on Twitter. Buck got at me straight away. Buck was not happy. But with him, I feel sorry for him because he literally just turned up, invited by Arsenal, and then they saw that he was there.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, you might as well just come in this guy.
So wait, he was free. Free, done it for free.
Yeah, he wasn't even meant to be there. He done it for free, bro.
Then he can't play. That's a different conversation.
But context is different. I don't care about what he was wearing then.
Yeah, he wasn't even meant to be there, man.
If he knew he was supposed to be there, he just pulled up, then loud him, man.
Let's have it right. The Tory brothers are class, like. Over caught in the yard.
Oh yeah, you know, kinda, in the shower.
Yeah, they're off pitch antics. I remember he got vexed at Man City. They didn't have a birthday cake for him. He's dead. He's elite. You understand? So he's allowed to do those.
I've just seen the drip. I didn't see it. I didn't see what he was wearing. Oh, that's crazy, bro. He pulled up like Marks.
Marks. Oh, I didn't want to say it.
He pulled up like Marks.
I didn't want to say it.
He pulled up like Marks, bro. Bro, I looked down. I looked at Marks. I said, hold on.
Man, like Brutus said,
But if he just pulled up, he just pulled up out the streets, though, innit? It's not like they booked him to come and talk. It's like he's got a speaking appointment and he said, yeah, they just took him out the streets.
Yo, Muggs.
Yo, Muggs is crazy. Going in there with a scully is crazy, though.
No, but I'm saying, if I went there with a scully and they said, yeah, come into the studio quickly, this is what I'm wearing, innit?
Yeah, are you going on there no pay, though?
Yeah, I am.
If they called me in, just
and you lot didn't want me to go in the box. Look what I'm saying. No pay. Look at you, Jessies. Look at you, Jessies. Yeah, you're Jessie.
Not me.
Because you man walking, you man walking to go on Sky free. Just exposure.
Idiot. Exposure.
I would have spoken.
As Supermo.
I would have responded to him. What do you say? What do you mean you want effort? And you're dressed like this. Shut up. Yeah.
That back-to-back picture you got with Dennis Bergkamp is killing me, though. You might be moving like 10 back-to-back.
Kappa.
You're like Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, but you can't do that with that. Let me stop him. Hold on. Boys, can I respond to him?
You said you're like Keenan and Kel.
Can I chat to you? Broski.
Keenan and Kel is crazy.
Broski, do that with Suarez.
I would, but how my life is set up ain't on the matty thing.
What was you and Lippy wearing in the interview?
We look better than Yaya Toure, I tell you that 100%.
Lippy had a scully on.
That was mad, the UV, when you was wearing that, you know. I thought, what are you doing, bruv?
UV top.
Yeah, why? Why did you?
You had the dungarees.
Dungarees.
With a UV shirt and a baseball cap.
To link up Arsenal legend.
Yeah. Fashion card.
Why?
Huh?
Fashion card.
No, I hear you. Do you know what? When you see me dressed, just admire.
He said something mad to me today. I came in, yeah. He walked in and I said, you know, Paul, I'd like to dress like you one day. He goes, you need to lose weight. What do you say? You're too big.
He said you're too fat.
You're too big for this drip.
But that jacket there, bro. I hear it though.
What, the clone jacket.
My drip is skinny man drip.
I know.
I don't dress like I'm fat. I dress like I'm slim. Man. And I see some big guys wear skinny jeans and I'm like, you just have to accept your reality.
I thought you were indirect.
No, it's not indirect. I can't wear skinny jeans.
If you want to see what Poet was wearing, go on the Extra Filthy channel. That's cool. Taking an interview, man.
Referee, man.
But speaking of Arsenal,
let's
get into it. He's up 5 points clear again.
For now.
Is it enough?
Is it game in hand? They have got it, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I said for now.
Yeah, they beat a 10-man Chelsea. Yeah, no, they're sick. You get me? Like, we definitely speak things into existence. Definitely on this show. And a lot of averages don't lie. You get me? So Chelsea got another red card. I don't know how sustainable that is. That's absolutely mad.
That's the most. Is that the most in the Prem now? Yeah. Guaranteed.
10, yeah. I think.
But nah, Liam Rosinha for Pedro Neto was world class after he scored a hat trick against Hull City in the FA Cup, I think it was. He said, for me, he's a world class player. And what I love about him, as talented as he is and as gifted as he is, which he showed today, what he sacrifices for the team at times. And he sacrificed himself on the weekend against us. And there was a bit of controversy surrounding it because even me, at that time, I think the ref was not letting some of our advantages go. And I thought that happened with the Martinelli challenge because I didn't know Neto was on a yellow card. He was booked 3 minutes before when we scored, right?
For some Egypt thing
as well. Yeah, because he was complaining. And the worst thing is, when you saw the replay of our second goal, What was Sanchez doing? He was the most, he was probably the only one in the box that wasn't, only the Chelsea players were grabbing, bro.
Yeah, no.
Timber got, for the goal. Okay, I'm just saying for you to get booked for that, knowing that nothing was going on, is silly. And then to then make the challenge 3 minutes later, yeah, and then pretend that he didn't know he was booked already.
Was this after the Rice holding elbow thing? But yeah, he was so I think, you know, the complaints of, right, you're not reffing this game properly. So that's probably what Neto was doing, saying.
But you scored cussing, after that though.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, because it doesn't really matter because they scored after
you
that. Scored,
no, but the players do that thing when they come up to the ref and like, this one, you didn't give it.
Yeah, but KG, so, you'd have more reason as an Arsenal player to say that. Not as because basically the foul that Neto gets a red card against, yeah, Cole Palmer pulls down Saka when we're trying to break.
Mm.
And then we all get upset because we were breaking and he gives him a yellow card.
Back, yeah,
so crazy. Then for Neto to do that, afterwards, when you've seen, I just think to myself, this is the most idiotic thing in the world. It's not like 4-1 and your head's gone. It's literally 2-1 and you can get back in the game, bro. And then you go with one leg and you spin a room and use the other leg to tackle Martinelli. Silly. I'm just like,
I can't believe Martinelli had the cheek to get up.
No, because he didn't know he was
and
on a booking.
Run. Is he sick?
But he didn't know he was on a booking, bro. So he just...
Because they were celebrating.
He didn't see when Neto was celebrating.
Booked. Okay.
His whole thing was, I've been dropped. He's probably going to be booked when... After.
But let me go for the attack.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
After fair play.
So, yeah.
But Martinelli was mad when he's like, why'd you stop the play?
So was that, bro?
Why'd
you stop happened?
No, but then you went, oh, when he saw the...
When I saw him going for his pocket, I said, okay.
Fair enough.
Fairs.
But what do we think about that red card, though? Because we did... Margs is right. We said on this show, and Roy Keane said, they're going to get someone sent off against Arsenal. So it's like something everyone's noticing. What type of job does this gaffer have with this Chelsea squad? Because they actually are immature, bro. But
again, we were talking about instilling discipline. Like, where does that energy come from? Is that something the gaffer can fix? I don't think he tell man to go on the pitch and do foolishness. Like, if you got like a lack of discipline and you're not like a authoritarian and you let a man get away with what, then maybe that can breed some kind of slackness in it. But I can't see any manager going out and telling man to do this foolishness. So how do you even address the problem? Like,
do you reckon they're listening to him? Do they respect this manager? That's the question. Do they respect Rossinho?
He's got better out of him than the other one.
He's not the one. He ain't the one that got all the red cards.
Exactly. It's not him.
Yeah.
It's
not him. Maresca, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not him. This.
It's not. If every red card was underneath him, I could hear you saying that. But yeah, it's all different managers.
I guarantee you, for the Arsenal game, they've been told to move aggressive. Because if you remember, Caicedo got sent off on the fixture at Stamford Bridge. That's a Caicedo-esque sending off. Like, where he plays, that's a, you know what I mean? So I reckon they've been told, especially against Arsenal, big teams, to be aggressive, right? Run the man off the park.
But that's, I don't think it's just against Arsenal. It's like 7 red cards this season.
It's beyond that, though.
God knows how many yellow cards they've got. I think personally, yeah, I just think they're kids, bruv. It's almost like when you sell an adult to go and do something, the moment he's going to mess up, the voice in his mind goes, ah. But I think when you send a kid to go and do something, the voice in the mind comes and they dismiss it until after they've made the mistake and they go, I should have listened to that voice,
though,
you know?
Man.
They are 23, 24, they're kids,
you know,
man.
They're young, and I think they're trying to like get back that like Chelsea way. But because they don't have that Chelsea way was with mature leaders around. Yeah, it might have got a little bit mad, but the John Terrys, the Drogbas, these guys were bosses, you feel me? They could have governed.
Bruv, in what world, yeah, do you manage a team in the dressing room with a squad, a team that's got 35 red cards, and you're telling them, I need you to be aggressive today, boys?
It's silly. If anything, you tell them the opposite.
You tell them the opposite.
No, I think the problem that they had is the record for Chelsea and Arsenal is absolutely disgusting. Yeah, it's really bad. Like,
what is it?
Chelsea managers, they haven't got a win against Arteta, which is insane.
They ain't beat us since 2021.
Oh, what, you don't got their number like that?
Yeah, and then they've even, I think Rossinho's lost to this man, three times.
He's lost 3 Chelsea games. They've all been to Arsenal.
But he just got there in January.
Yeah,
do you know how mad that is?
He's played 13. I don't think he's won the other 10, but he's
got a decent record. Yeah, he's got a decent
record.
But
his only losses are 3 of them against Arsenal. 2 in the League Cup. And
that's not embarrassing though, man. Like,
no, but if you have that on your back, you're thinking, I remember when we played Tottenham, we need to do better because they have our number. I think he's gone out to the boys and said, look, we need to do well in this game because they started well. They played with the right endeavour. They played good. And then Arsenal just... are better, right, like in the main moments.
I saw, big up my guy Cams, culture Cam said it, yeah, on his show, that back in the day, like the kind of from 2010s onwards, from like Abramovich days, Chelsea flipped that Arsenal-Chelsea stuff. In the 90s, early 2000s, I'd even used to watch our games against them. We'd know we'd just walk all over them.
Yeah.
They got money. It's like they made it their sole purpose. Against Arsenal, we'd deal with them away. They even showed a bit of commentary from a Drogba goal at the Emirates from, I think it was 0-10 or something.
When Ashley Cole crosses
the commentary said, same old story. Arsenal play the football, Chelsea score the goals. Yeah, so just basically meant we'll have the ball, they watch us. Half hour mark or whatever it is, they start bullying us, wipe the floor with us. They've done that to us for like a decade, bro. We didn't have a chance against Chelsea, home or away. Now it's just changed.
They're playing the football.
And they got our problem. We had kids when we were playing them and they had adults. And now we got adults and they got kids. So it's like adults have better habits, bro. Kids have stupid habits and then they grow out of them. And I just think I've never known a Chelsea side this young. I don't know whose idea this was. Todd Bowley came out the other day and said that he literally didn't know who to sign. They sacked all their staff. So they just literally went after players other teams were interested in. The first one was Cucurella. They saw Man City were going to sign Cucurella. So they went for Cucurella. That means to me, if that's what happened for that first season, that means Caicedo would have gone after Modric.
Did they do that with Modric as well? So anyone they saw, they just said, let's just go get him.
Let's have it right. If they did that, City wanted Cucurella. They went and got him. He's good. Liverpool wanted Caicedo. They went and got him. He's good. Liverpool wanted Lavia as well.
Yeah,
you understand?
But
if you're getting Liverpool and City targets, but they're going for flipping
Garnacho.
Lisbon targets or something. they're just buying everyone.
That makes perfect sense. Because for them, I might not understand how egregious I think this is.
For them to spend
£1 billion, you are literally going, you're saying, Modric, this one, you're going and getting the cream of the crop, doing anything you want. You spent £1 billion. And after you spent all that money, your starting goalkeeper is Robert Sanchez.
That is insanity
to me.
Checking for match fixing. Match fixing was going on. I don't know what he was doing in that game. He was trying to lose it.
Brother, you wouldn't do that nowhere. If you was playing FIFA, if you was on Football Manager, you wouldn't do that in no lifestyle. You spent £1 billion, bought all these top things, and you're going into the league with Sanchez as your goalkeeper.
The Lap is your nine.
No. They've got other keepers as well, you know. They've got like five keepers at the club. I think two are on loan.
They've got Mike Penders, Petrovic.
Petrovic. Bournemouth.
Yeah. Like, is he gone now?
Well, isn't he on loan? I know he's
Kepa.
Kepa's at Bournemouth, I think.
Is that Arsenal?
We signed him.
Do you think it's got anything to do with Liam Rossini's, just his whole vibe, like just looking like a teacher and his energy? Because remember, I spoke about this. I don't like his image, if that makes sense, his look. I'm pretty sure he's an intelligent man. Seems like he's a good coach. He's got a lot of ideas and all that, and he's done a lot of good work, so he deserves the position he's in. But there's just something about him. The way he speaks is very slow.
Like a meek, innit?
And reserved. It's like you're thinking about every word you're saying. I don't know if you're trying to come across clever.
He just rounded it up with one word.
He's a meek. That's the problem.
We don't want to do this.
When he's trying to be nice.
When he said
we don't want to do this.
No, but you talk about it like it's real. Do you know what I mean? You see him.
I'll be honest, man. Ain't the best managers neeks though, man. The professors, man. They're the best ones, man.
Wenger and a neek.
Yeah, he was.
But what you're saying? You're saying neek is like a straight and narrow guy. We're not saying that. We're going, it's beyond that.
I'm saying neek, the professor.
Dweeb.
Nah, that's a geek.
That's more disrespectful.
A neek and a geek is two different.
No, they're different. They're different.
A geek. It is similar. It's different. They crosses over.
A geek's for smarts.
Yeah, geeks is smart. You could be an idiot and a neek.
I don't want to listen to you. I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to a geek?
So I can ask you a question then.
They're smart though.
Are they doing the right thing for the manager though? Because in the summer, they're signing a striker from Strasbourg who's like 21, 22, Dutch boy Omega or something like that. And then they're signing Quenda from Sporting Lisbon, like 18, 19. They're signing more kids. And then they've got this.
Is he good at working with youths?
Yeah, with Strasbourg, he was amazing. But this is the Premier League. Do you think that approach is going to work?
And then he's a young manager himself. They're setting themselves up to fail.
You ask if the players are doing right for the manager. Is that what you just asked? The manager's not doing right for himself. There's two instances off the pitch. The trim. Lips has mentioned it.
And
the
they
trim.
Got onto me
he's
for that.
He's trying to fit in with the trim.
Why are you trying to be with the youth?
He's trying to be on the platform, social media. That's the
what
first
did you call
thing.
It again? Don't have promotional.
Yeah, don't have promotional.
Not as a manager. But the second thing, they went on a second leg against Arsenal and the ball went up and he stuck
that
his foot
mad.
Out and it hit his shin. He's dead. No player wants to play for no gaffer or no coach that can't replicate what you want them to
Nobody
do.
Just catch it. Can I add a third? Catch it.
Third, you can't kick ball.
But he's got it. But he's got his gun.
He's got goals. Why you change?
He's got his gun.
He's a goal scorer, bro.
Huh?
Fergie's a goal scorer, bro.
He's a goal scorer. For who?
He got goals.
I guarantee you they didn't play in the Prem like Liam Rossini has.
The Prem didn't exist when they was playing.
That man was stuck in Scotland. No one to buy Fergie with his dead touch, man.
How do you know he's got a dead touch?
Because he stayed in Scotland. He ain't played for the big two teams.
I'm just saying, the third point, at that Emirates leg, yeah, we've all played football, yeah? When your goalie is warming up, he's trying to kick it as far as he can. So sometimes the ball goes into the opposition half where the other team is warming up. So usually you have a coach there trying to stop that from happening. The ball kept going in their half. He started swearing at man's coach, bro.
Who?
Liam Rossini.
Why?
So you remember? He's like, get the back over there. And the guy just looked at him like, bro, you all right? Like, do you think I'm here to like...
Listen to you like, talk
like,
to
me. Putting down the only black guy in the league, bro. Come on,
bro. Oh, that's the narrative you're running
with. Yeah, man. Black lives matter, bro.
Nah, man.
You call me a gorilla, by the way.
Huh?
You've been
racist. That don't even... Excuse no one cares,
bro. You call me a gorilla when black lives matter.
Wait, stop.
You call me a gorilla when black lives matter.
Bro, I ain't saying it now. You're saying it. You said it 5 times.
Bro, I invited you to my wife's birthday and you said it should make you jollof. And he said I might have to bring my own...
I'm a white rice guy.
He said I might have to bring my own...
Rice and peas.
I'm going to bring my own... On rice. He said, is that going
to be African? I had egg fried local.
Is it going to be African food?
I had egg fried local.
Don't look at me, bro. You're racist.
Sorry, because I just had to do a quick Loon's fact check.
Of the week.
Loon's fact check of the week.
He did
play for one of the top clubs in Scotland. He played for Rangers. He also, the season before, he moved to Rangers. He hit 66 goals.
All right.
While at Rangers, he hit...
What year?
While at Rangers, he hit 20, he hit 25 goals in 42 games.
942?
No.
You're asking what year? What are you going to reply?
Yeah.
All right, that's when Tommy Archer was the best. He ain't Tommy Archer level. You don't know nothing.
That's when I was born.
What year doesn't make sense?
What year?
What are you going to reply to that?
He was at Rangers from 1967 to 1969.
So he was there when England was world champions and he weren't bought by an English club. Meedy, man.
Right, can I go back to the Chelsea game? Can I ask you one thing? Hey, right, boys, do you not remember Reece James playing centre midfield against Arsenal? I think it was the last game.
It looks very good.
Why did they move him back to right back then if he looked so good then? Because Gusto was free. Gusto was on the bench and I was thinking to myself, if Reece James has looked good in centre midfield, why are they moving him out to right back?
I don't know if they wanted to put him there every game. I think it's just like circumstances. It's like a tactical thing. There's certain games that'll come up.
Enzo or Caicedo was out.
But it wouldn't have mattered because of how Arsenal approached the game. Arsenal was still, no matter where they were playing, those set pieces were going to happen. Gabriel, the run that he gets on all of them, they was caught wanting.
Man could do the set piece FC thing as well, yeah. But after a while, you just gotta respect it.
I respect it now.
Like you just have no, you have
I
to.
I know you're because right. You're right.
It's like a corner, bro. Man's watching that game. It's like, bro, you give them a corner. Like you give them a corner, you're screwed.
But Marks, like, you're just screwed. Marks, you know when I would like allow everyone to say it? We scored the second amount of goals, like second highest amount of goals from open play. So this sort of set piece FC thing, it is a narrative.
It's not a narrative. You are set piece FC, but man are trying to use it as a like
a degrade,
like a weapon and a degrading
no,
thing.
I hear
I'm
you.
Saying that ain't nothing to laugh about. Like they are set piece FC. They're bad boys.
It's a way to score, isn't it?
Man saying set piece FC, I'm saying they're set piece bad boys.
Yeah. Like, I hear that, but I don't think we are set piece FC. If that's where all our goals are coming from, then, fair enough.
You're missing the point that I saw something crazy the other day, and it could be on my bad, because I think what's his name? Gabriel. They say he's got the most goal in 25 or something plus goal involvements, the most in history for that position. Yeah, that guy there, the goal involvements that he's having right
assist.
Now.
With, he got assists
since he's been there.
Nah, he's got like,
he's
fourth assist the other day.
But when he was out and I said that the football, like him being out is affecting the way you play football, everyone looked at me like I'm crazy that day. They said, Rob, what's wrong with you?
I want to ask you about your legend. I defended him this morning, but what's wrong with Gary Neville? That's all I want to ask. Because right even on. The goal at the end, yeah, that was offside.
I'm glad you
my
said
guy,
this.
I was in Sweden.
Yeah.
I was in Stockholm and I could see it was offside. This guy, yeah, and what I don't like.
Shit is tight.
This is one thing I don't like, yeah.
We'll have a look.
VAR can hear him, you know.
Yeah.
Because he can always hear VAR. I think there's something they can definitely talk to
They're
VAR
close,
or they can hear each other. So I begin to wonder, this is just my theory.
Influence.
Influence.
Well, wait, wait. If you're saying that,
is he trying to influence the decisions, bro?
But then why did he in the sometimes other game?
This is going to get disallowed. This.
I think he's been kind to Arsenal at times. In this one, he wasn't. But in that one with the push against Spurs, Tottenham. Against in that last game,
Kulmanyani.
He was like, definite, like, it, there's nothing in it. There's nothing to look at. They should move on. So he's, if he's influencing that same way, he said, bro, there's nothing in it. Dive. But he's moving mad.
Initially, I didn't think Pedro looked offside. Obviously, the replay was blatant. But when they that overhead kick happened, I said, oh my God. Like,
you that's your like, goggles though, man. I see your tweets. You're panicking. I'm cool as no, a but cucumber. Brother, you,
what about the Declan Rice
handball? No,
they
actually,
scored straight away. They scored the next corner after that. That's the only reason why I hear it, but what?
Yeah, you, this? You weren't gonna, they weren't going to get that corner again to get two goals. It's either the penalty or the goal. Or the, pick exactly.
He could be, Gary Neville could be compromised. You lot saw the overlap clip when he said Pedro Neto.
Hazard.
And Hazard.
Compared the two.
He compared the two. He said, I've seen things. And then they stopped it.
Who said that?
Gary Neville.
Said Pedro Neto hasn't.
He said it to Roberto Martinez. Roberto Martinez said, nah, mate. He said, nah, mate. Nah,
and they,
mate.
They stopped no it. They stopped
he
the
goes, you know, Pedro Neto's Hazard type. And
Martinez said, like, nope, no. Not, don't run that.
He didn't speak. He didn't speak. So he
we're not
be,
doing that, bro. We're not doing that.
Don't run that. Don't run that.
Compromised. He's gone.
Yeah, just a little bit. You have to remember, Gary Neville and that, like, they played football a while ago. You understand that? So even a Hazard to him was like, after his baller. Game, you understand? So I think he's just, it's just a little bit of old schoolness
nostalgia
about these guys. Yeah.
Isn't it, man?
Someone like Gary is super smart, man. I don't think he does things like willy-nilly. And I just think like, he's just-
Content smart.
It's content stuff. And he's creating an image, he's creating narratives. He's saying things that he knows are, like, I don't think he's dumb, bro.
Going for the Mark Goldbridge bag.
Also, I don't think that's a sign of intelligence. Like, if I say something that I know KG is going to get riled up about, that's not intelligent. Like, we need to stop that stupidity.
But it's rage baiting.
But that's not intelligent. Yeah,
that's not intelligence.
It's not intelligent. We can't give someone, like, intelligent is going to school, getting good grades. That's intelligence. The
intelligence
ability
is different across the board.
But that is, no, that's not intelligent, Marks. If anybody can do it, it's not a display
but
of intelligence.
Can't do it.
Yeah, rage bait.
Rage bait.
Everyone
my
can
son
rage
can
bait,
do that.
Man.
He's 9. What are you talking about?
Of course. Anyone can rage
anyone
bait.
Anyone can
bro.
Rage bait.
That's how those Twitter page pop,
some
bro.
People understand psychology without even being trained in it. To understand human nature, to understand human habits, and understand human behaviors and things and how to wind people up and to get stuff out of them. If you can do it purposely on point, yeah, it's not a great skill my kids can do
it. It's a great skill. I'm telling you, it's a skill. It don't need to be a great one.
But it's not a sign of intelligence, Marks. It's not.
Right, you're not missing something, though, because if attention, if getting your attention, yeah, is like currency, which they check how long you've been watching this app, how long you've been looking at this show. So if I can do something to make you watch me and make you engage with my content, I've done my job.
I paid £190 for Sky this month. Do you think I need Gary Neville to do any more for me to watch it? I'm paying for, of course I'm watching it. Like, this is not intelligent, bro. It's not intelligent, bro. For me, it's stupidity. Honestly, it's
paying £190 a month to Sky.
Paying for Gary Neville to say that.
That's not intelligent.
That's not intelligent.
That's not intelligent.
Since
we're here, that's not intelligent.
I'm looking at you right now.
That's stupidity.
That should be £19.
Watch it. My bad.
They did look decent with 10 men, to be totally honest with you.
He's got a goal.
Like, with 10 men, okay, Jadinho. Good Jad.
He didn't get to talk about Man United. I had bare glasses for us, but.
Whoa. They done it on purpose,
loads
man.
Of glasses.
I know they need. Don't worry. Do your job, man. We're third, innit?
Yeah, you're going to win the league, bro.
Can we clap KG off this? Can we clap KG off? Come on, man. See what I'm doing for
Hey, KG, you've been on fire, you know?
We can talk about him when he's gone now. We've
been
can
on
talk
fire,
about
bro.
Now. We can talk about him when he's gone.
No, we can't.
Okay,
no, we can't.
Obviously, the title race is heating up. You get what I'm trying to say? All season, it's been like a two-horse race. Now it's like a three-horse.
Oh, my dude.
What? Yeah, if you look only 10 points.
Jada, say something then.
No, you can't call me that now. He's mixing Jad and Haider. He's made it Jada.
I respect that, though.
Right, cool. I think
good Jad. He's got evil Jad, good Jad.
Good Haider. EJ, GJ.
GJ and EJ.
You know what it is? I think
GJ and EJ is so stupid.
Mark's fans is way too funny, you know. I don't get it.
You don't understand how much it tickles me, man. Hey, it's stupid, bro. Sorry, Lippy, go on.
Nah, it's calm. We publish football content every Tuesday, every Friday. And man, I thought I was going to talk ball. Listen.
That's what I proper did.
And on our second channel, Extra Filthy, every Thursday and every Saturday, 4 days a week.
We're busy, man.
Of filth. fee fellas. Yeah. So make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell.
Hey, check out me and Lippy speaking to Burkham though, man.
100% it's class. Mad thing. Very crazy.
All right, we've got a Premier League survival update, boys.
Premier League survival
update.
What did they call that news in war? What did they call it again?
News.
Nah, man, it's like a
briefing.
Premier League survival briefing. You're not a soldier.
Okay, yeah, we're in the room there. Just having a briefing. We're talking about it.
How would you say the news is the news and the briefings?
Are you saying it in person?
But news ain't news in war. It's
you need to understand what's going on.
In briefing either, but in briefing.
Exactly. Exactly.
In briefing,
but here we are talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's bigger than news. It's almost bigger instructions. Than news.
Yeah, it's
the briefing. We're going to talk about it now.
We're going to talk about it now.
Even though Spurs lost again, I'm convinced they're going to stay up.
Yeah, all right. Because everyone around them is kind of messing about, isn't it?
I think that, I know you, they're too big to go down.
No, let's talk about the game. Emile Smith Rowe, Iwobi, obviously Fulham boys. Enjoyed that game over there. So Iwobi, nice little side foot thing.
Come on,
little
man.
Dance with Calvin Bassey.
That was a... this absolute disgusting heck. Disgusting. You know he done that on purpose?
Yeah. Of course.
Ice cold. No, I see some people moving like Swaz. I'm saying, brother, you don't.
Nah, that side foot was insane. There was nothing else that way.
He's unlocked that at a late state. I'm not saying he's never been able to do that, but that, I'm shocked he done that.
But do you know who I'm shocked at Fulham though? Because Iwobi's getting a lot of praise. But the person that I think is so cold is Harry Wilson.
Yeah, gangster.
Harry Wilson is Liverpool Academy. Yeah. Like he's the one that laid it off for Iwobi to even do that mad thing. And then his finishing has just been so consistent whilst he's been at Fulham recently.
Set pieces.
And as much as you lot think Tottenham are going to stay up, they're going down.
Players of the season?
Who, Harry?
I know he can't win it or nothing. I'm saying, do you think, that performance levels anyway? Do you think he's one
of them? For Fulham, yeah.
Out of the top.
Might be in there, yeah.
Harry Wilson, he's been good,
isn't he? Couple teams, Serie A, Aston Villa.
Who? Harry Wilson.
Like, he's out of contract. Out of contract, yeah.
Oh, he's free in the summer.
Free in the summer,
He should stay in.
He's staying Fulham, man.
Maybe not Fulham.
Might go Newcastle. Newcastle, Villa.
Newcastle won't give him minutes, man. But he's getting minutes and he's playing well. Like, I always
see when you got a high tech of set piece and you're doing what he's doing. He's just like.
He's busy as well.
If he had. Like Wilsonowski, it's 130 million.
I do hear where you're coming from.
You know what I'm saying? It's Welsh, bro. Just unlock it, man. There's the odd. Yeah, if you can get half of Gareth Bale, you're winning, man.
But stick with Tottenham, though. You, man, you're saying they're too good to go down. Why?
They're not.
I just think the team. I don't think they're too big. I just think the teams around them are kind of messing about. They're dropping points. Forest and West Ham drew points. Where do you see them getting points?
Like, I'll be real with you. They can't go down. Beyonce ain't going back to that stadium if they're in the Champions
League. They don't care where that stadium is.
She doesn't care. She's not doing it.
Michelle.
In the EFL. Yeah, it's going to be Michelle.
Not even Kelly.
If they go down, it's going to make my point last week right, though. I told them, you lot, that's not your rivals. Spurs are not Arsenal's rivals. They're too meaty. Your rivals are Chelsea. And if they're in the Championship...
But that's not how it works, though.
You know what? Liverpool's biggest game is against Man U, but our rivals are Everton. They're not, like, we're never competing for the same things. So they're not our rivals. Like, they're just neighbours. Like, you enjoy that derby, but your biggest threat to you is Chelsea. That's what I'm saying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a derby game, though. Yeah, it's definitely a derby game. Both are
derbies.
Massive derbies.
You know what I'm saying? Both are derbies, but... They outweigh each other.
They outweigh each other.
Even when they were beating you lot, pause, like, you lot are 6th, 7th.
They are rivals. It's just not a good rivalry.
Yeah, but come on, man.
That's what it is. It's just not a good rivalry. Arsenal just been kicking their teeth out Liverpool from trending. The beginning of the time.
I get what Loons is saying, though. You don't. What that game is now, you don't talk about Liverpool Everton like that anymore.
But they're not a strong rival. That's all it is. But
they're still a rival, though.
It's not like when you remember the first when you lot first Man City, when Man City was Sean Goulter and that. You didn't care about that game. But now they got money.
But there were some teams that used to step up for the derbies, though. Mm-hmm. I've watched Tottenham in the past against Arsenal and we're better than them and they step up. And I've watched Everton against Liverpool.
Chelsea
and
Fulham. Fulham used to step up for them games as well.
The reason the North London derby is so big is it's about Tottenham stopping us from doing what we're trying to do this season. It is, though. Because if they beat us the other day, that would have been a massive result for them. If they beat us and that made us not win the league and they survive the relegation, they'll feel like they won a trophy, bro. So I 100% hear what you're saying, But because of the period, like Gareth Bale, Van der Vaart and all them, where they kind of crept up on us.
It might have been
It became like important again. Like, I even remember the 06. Invincible seasons. They drew with us. I was happy that we drew.
Celebrated, yeah.
You understand, bro? So it's like, they tried to not lose against us, innit?
But 2 years later, we were both going for fourth. Do you remember? Yeah, and on the final day, the man ate the food at West Ham and then they didn't get... I think that 06 season is when it
made... And for the next decade, maybe more, Tottenham v's Arsenal was a madness. Vital games. Like, the 3 points in those games would work towards our season massively. So that season when... The Leicester season, what did we do against them? That Got season. Them. We Probably drew league. And won, I swear. Because yeah, yeah. They almost won the league that year, bro.
And then they lost to Newcastle and it dropped them below you.
Below
you
us lot on the last day. Yeah.
They're pathetic, you know. They got back in that game as well.
It just don't matter what happens, especially in recent history. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter about the lineups, injuries, the gaffers, nothing. It doesn't matter. As much as I try and get myself up for this game and be like, oh yeah, it's a derby and anything could happen and the Spurs... Arsenal just kicked their teeth out, man.
Any Arsenal.
But this is a bad Tottenham. I know they got injuries, but these guys aren't
bro,
great.
Back to, well, the, Spurs back to the question, exactly.
Spurs are the remaining side, the only side in the Premier League, yeah, without a win in 2026.
That's what I'm saying. How could you be confident that they're not going down when they're the only team not to win yet? Yeah, but where they're going to get points, but also you lot are saying that the teams around them are also messing up, but they've proved that they can win this side of the year, this side of the season, and Tottenham don't seem to be.
They've got
to
buck those
anyway.
Teams. You're right, Jad, but I think they've got to meet. I think that's where they'll nick the couple of points because you see how many points they got now? What, 27?
No, 27 points? They can't have 27. They can't have 27.
29. They got 29 points,
29
bro.
29 points.
29 points. Okay.
29 in March.
Yeah, they got 29. I tell you, bro. Those 29 points are from teams in and around them.
Wait, how many games have they won?
Seven
games, bro. Come on.
Some of our teams are on 29 points last year, family.
Brother.
Yeah, it's mad.
But
it's mad.
I just think Tottenham are going down purely as well because of the fixtures. Like, there are some games that I trust Forest and West Ham to pick up more points from now to the end of the season than I trust Spurs. And with that being said, the points difference between 18th and Spurs right now is 4 points. All West Ham have to do is win one game. You know Spurs are going to lose. And all of a sudden... Do you know where I'm coming from? And if that, I don't understand how people are so confident Man City are going to get over Arsenal, but I don't get this one here. Like, to me, that looks more likely than Man City.
But you know what it is? How the football gods are going to work for me is that Forest gaffer, yeah? The owner. He's going to learn something, man. They're going to rally them, man. That's what I believe is going to happen. The football gods are going to... He's handled too many good gaffers in the
wrong way.
You know what I'm saying, innit? The football gods are going to... That's just what I see. I just can't see nothing other than I think West Ham's going to escape. I think Tottenham might escape. I'm going to see Forest.
What's the injury list like? In terms of Spurs... No. But when do they arrive back?
Spurs have got
all
their
season.
Basically, their best 11's out.
Mm. Kulusevski, like, basically, like, Madison.
It's tough over there. Do you get what I'm saying? I just think from last year... You know, you're a United fan. We went through it. Spurs understand it as well, being at the bottom of the league. Fair enough, they might have won Europa, took a little bit of the thing off, but that was a proper bad season. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Us now, every season it restarts, you go again. We're erasing them horrible memories. We're third right now. We've cracked on, you get me? And that's a big jump to even go from 17th to third. It's kind of unprecedented, but it's happening, it's cool. Them men are still down there. No.
Can I ask you a question then? Was losing that Europa League final a blessing in disguise?
Of course. Absolutely. For us? Yes.
Yeah.
So Forest lost again. West Ham lost again. It's going to go down to the wire, man. It is. And Craig pulled up. And we didn't talk about this. Craig's hat had VVS.
It looked like what did they put it over the kettle?
You know it is Craig's, my bridges.
What did they put over the kettle again? You know the thing they put over the kettle?
But that one ain't got gems on it.
No, what'd you call it? Infinity Stones.
Yeah, he had Infinity Stones on
it. Do you know why I hated Lippy? He looked at me and said, Craig's hat.
Craig's hat. But Craig
said... Yeah, it
said,
had rhinestones on it.
Crazy. But Craig, he said something that will be the reason they go down, if they go down, that the Tottenham players, and I see the commentators are saying it now, they don't understand they're in a relegation scrap. They don't get it.
Aren't they still in Europe?
Yeah.
So they're gonna have to have Europe and a relegation battle. They're going down.
I'll be honest. I think that's what happened to you lot last season. You lot were doing so bad in the league, but all of a sudden it's a Europa League final. It's weird. You don't think you're doing bad.
Semis and quarters,
you understand? So it's like, but you've carried that we weren't that bad thing through to this year, and now you're not bad,
brother.
You understand? I just don't understand how Tottenham couldn't do that. Because fair enough, there's injuries.
You're right. They feel themselves too much because, say, like a team that come up, if you're a Burnley, even like an Everton going through stuff, like when it stops working out for you, you're going through a rut, so you think that the talent's not there, whatever it may be, you can batten down the hatches. Them man start putting in the hard yards. They dig deep, they're running, it's energy, it's rare. But them Spurs man don't think they're that meaty, if that makes sense.
No, it's not that they don't think they're that meaty, they're not in that situation. Look,
well, they are in the situation. They need to be battening down the hatches.
The situation, what I'm talking about, from going from a team promoted, you're a team promoted and now you're happy to be here. All them Spurs players believe they're Premier better. League players. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? We're supposed to be here. It's going to work. Like, I watched that Xavi. I've had him on player cam. He is meaty.
Simmons.
Xavi Simmons. He is meaty.
But he's one of the better players for them right now. As much as he's meaty, he's one of the better players for them.
That's the issue, man. He's poor.
A lot of them are, though. Did you see Paulinho as well?
Paulinho's terrible.
Bro, they should have went into this season knowing it's going to be difficult. We need fighters. They've gone and signed that Tell You on a perm, Xavi Simmons.
Paulinho's a fighter, though.
Tell was crazy.
You know it is? Even if Xavi Simmons was good, even if Tell was good, even if Mwani was good, these guys are seeing Tottenham as just somewhere to stop off quickly.
Pass through.
And then move on.
Petrol station.
You understand? Exactly, bro. Petrol station at night. Even getting petrol, you're getting sweets.
If Tottenham had an Elliot Anderson or someone that sits in the middle of the park that allows all the flamboyant players to do what they want.
They need a worker.
Like, they need a worker, someone to do the dirty work. So when I look at, for example, West Ham, Paulinho's not that anymore. He's 30 older, years old. Older, he's yeah, older. Older. It's not that, bruv. West Ham have got a couple of fighters in there. Forest have got a couple of fighters in there. Like,
Forest have got some good players.
They've got some fighters in there, like. Elliot Anderson, they'll have Sangare in midfield. They've got Murillo at the centre back. They've got fighters. Tottenham have got no fight. Their idea of fighting is getting sent off.
Basuma, Sar, Paulinho.
Them ain't fighters.
But not, they're not
fighters.
Fighters in the sense where they could not, them players there are not relegation battle fighting players, bro. They're better than that.
Let me tell you, men, let me tell you something. Listen. No centre midder. Fighter, leader has highlighted dreads. I'm telling you.
Okay,
bro.
I didn't say leader.
That's Basuma got the little tips and that. Broski. Yeah.
Look at Bowen. Look at Bowen. Yeah? Was it Jared Bowen? What trim is that? What's he asking for?
Nothing.
He's not asking for nothing. He's doing that in his yard. He knows he's playing football. He'll never be Lasini.
That's a survival trim.
Yeah, this is exactly.
That's a survival trim.
Bro.
That's a survival. He'll never be Lasini. Oh, you're right. He'll never be Lasini.
That man will survive.
That's a Mark Noble.
Them type of man.
Remember Mark Noble's trim?
Steven Gerrard.
Steven.
It's great with Bayman Greyman, bro. That man are never going into Halston and getting a trim, bro.
But one thing I will say about all this, what we're talking about, yeah? If Spurs go down, that means West Ham or Forest are going to be safe. I can't see either of them doing it.
Hey.
That's the issue.
West Ham or Forest?
That's what it's about.
West Ham.
I thought so the other day, but then they tried it. They got their tee kick out.
Yeah, right. Liverpool away.
Do you know what I mean? Anfield, man. What are you doing?
Man said left forwards.
He said they tried it.
Bro, go and take some points from
you. You've dropped points at home, though.
They won there like 10 years.
He's so horrible. He's a mastermind. All right, that was intelligent.
And get some points.
Who is going down? Crowd, let us know in the comments, please. Yeah.
Well, one team that's definitely going down won their second game in the Prem all season. The Wolves.
They're not going.
Second?
Yeah.
That was their second game they won all year.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Are they in a cup or something?
What do you mean?
Oh, I must have seen them win, I swear. I believe I've seen them win more. Yeah. Like, what?
Are we ready to say my bad about Unai Emery? No?
What?
I didn't say
oh,
I
some
time.
Of us no, not. Mugs. Mugs.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. My brother.
I can't reach over there. I can't reach over there.
You don't do the same thing with players as what you do with managers. So a poor bit of form all of a sudden just means you're meaty.
Bro, no, I didn't say it's meaty. That wasn't the argument.
So Wolves won their second game in the Prem the season. 2-0 win over Aston Villa, which is a big deal in the Midlands.
Black Country Derby.
Is that a thing, yeah?
Yeah, Peaky Blinders Derby, bro. It's real.
And look at this thing, they done them as well, man. Mm. They done them.
Villa weren't
good that game at all, man. But,
Stole their phone. You asked an important question. Is it time to say my bad about Unai Emery? And you said, Margs, but does one poor bit of form mean he's not good? Let's apply context. You said Unai Emery is an elite manager because of where he was in the Prem in like November or something. Mm. Yeah, and we told you lot.
He's fourth.
Let it play. Broski.
But he was third,
he didn't even shake the Wolves man's hand. He walked off. Black, you don't do that in Black Country, bro.
Lippy, when we were in Dubai, these men were speaking about Aston, Jad, you remember, potentially competing for the league. And I was looking at man like, what?
No, it's
whether
true,
you
it's
think,
true.
Are you
Unai
nuts?
Is better than anyone or not. It's up for debate. It's just it's man's opinion. But this ain't the evidence. This can't be the evidence.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I think it is, though. It shows. Why? It shows
how it doesn't
he,
show.
How
so why? What about when he won four fucking Europa Leagues in a row? Why can't that be the evidence?
Do you want your team to win four Europa? No.
You're changing the answer.
No. Do you want your team to win four Europas in a row? Yes or no?
Point. You can't just be when it's bad and when you're losing and saying that's the evidence and then forget everything else. That's what I'm trying to say. A little poor bit of form, with the managers or players.
Players.
A bad form. Don't mean you're a bad player.
Your point was that he would be able to replace Arteta in this team now. Like, he didn't have a squad. He didn't have the time. If he had the time, that he would compete. That's why we're saying now.
He might.
You can see with time in Villa, he can't do it.
And he's full off regular.
You keep saying slot one with Klopp's team.
Yeah.
But then when I told you slot, Arteta won his only trophy with Emery's team. You're telling me it's not the same thing?
Yeah, but manager with the team,
can I explain why it's not the same thing?
No, don't need to explain nothing.
Unai was there for 2 years. How long was Klopp there for?
Not even about
8 years. That's definitely your team. 2 years. That's Wenger's team. What are you talking about?
Man don't rate the FA Cup anyway, though. That's why I don't understand why man's bringing it up.
Anyway, let's stay on Wolves. Let's stay on Wolves. Wolves are officially no longer the worst side in Prem history. But what does it mean? Aston Villa are leapfrogged by
Manchester. Do you not have to play each other?
Yeah,
we got to play each other. So it's in our
Villa. I'm saying you got to play Villa.
You know, you'll probably do them. I'll be fair.
Of course,
you do them.
Kicker.
But that's what I'm saying. I was talking about.
Before we go into the full conversation, I'm just going to ask one question. I've got a lot of questions. Loons, do you still believe you'll finish above United? That's all I want to ask, yes or no?
Yes, three points off them.
Sweet, so no,
and we got to play them.
Let's carry on with the show.
United moved into third place. Mark spoke this into existence, and existence is where it is.
Exactly that.
It is, man. Menace also said you'd have a fourth place finish. I didn't think it was possible before a ball had been kicked, but looks like they're going to do it, man. They look all right.
No, Europe's key, Lippy. No Europe, you see that? No, that Tuesday, late Saturday. You know, just a 3 o'clock kickoff and a week rest. It's just like mid-table club issues.
Are you done
for a big club to have? No, of course I'm not. I'm in the middle of what I'm saying. So they're doing mid-table clubs, and obviously the stature of the club, they'll be stupid to not have propelled so much. And that's why I said it's a blessing you lot didn't win the Europa League, because I believe if you was playing in Europe, I don't believe you'd be
with
so...
With that thin squad they got right now?
Squad you'd have, I don't think you'd be doing so well. It's hindsight, we'll never know.
We'll never know. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Also,
but the one game a week helps, isn't it?
Also, boys, Jad, can I get a my bad?
What?
Bruno Fernandes scored his 25th league penalty.
Penalties.
But in that game, he got another goal and another assist. The creation
another
king.
Goal.
This is what I was telling you. Yeah, he scored.
He scored one penny. You know?
And he got an assist.
Yeah, I thought you said another goal.
Well, focus.
No, I'm saying he's always scoring is
Let's
my point
break
I'm making.
That down. That is 69 Premier League goals for Bruno Fernandes since he arrived from Sporting Lisbon. 36.23% have been penalties.
Yeah, not the 60% like Jad claims.
You lot are crazy.
Okay, but you know what it is? That's over a third That's a lot of penalties.
That's a lot.
He's missed some penalties as well. He so has. That could be higher. This season. That could be higher.
But he missed three.
Yeah,
this
man,
year.
A lot of goals, man. Guy clearly scores but a lot of goals.
30% of your goals are penalties. That means 70% is not.
No. No, yeah.
What do you mean?
36%.
I said 30.
Yeah?
I said 63.
I said
something.
If 30% of your goals are penalties, that means 70% is not.
But it's
70%
not.
Is a higher
it's
number.
36%.
More of his goals come from open play. I'm just rounding it up.
Bro,
round it down.
63.77
is higher than 39.
Yeah,
so that means majority of his goals come from open play.
Why have we got stats for this? I don't understand.
No, because the way Jad's trying to make it is that all of his goals come from penalty.
Why is it on me?
Why was me and you on the show last week? Yes, big it up, going extra filthy now. Where I told you that Bruno is elite. He told me no. Bruno went on the pitch, got another goal, got another assist. Prove me wrong.
One third is high. One third is high. I'm not agreeing with either, but I'm just going to make a point. One third is high. That's high, bro. That's one third of his goals being penalties is high,
bro. You got £3. I take a third of your bread. Your finances is different. A third.
I got £2.
What do you mean? You had three.
Oh my God. You had three. You're making the sound stupid.
Mark, that's why I'm not saying nothing, you know?
Okay, then.
You're trying it.
Hear this. If you got £3 million, yeah? And I take £1 million. Were you saying you're good?
Yeah, with £2 million.
What do you mean? I took half of what you got now.
No, you took a third, you idiot.
No, but what you have now, I took half of that, bro. Yeah. Literally, that's what I'm saying. What you have now, I have half of that. You understand, bro?
Let me make you understand something. Why on earth do we know percentages for Bruno and his goals? This is what I... Hold on. Let me land.
Okay, go on.
The narratives that have been painted when we're talking about GA and stuff like that, we're not allowed to just let things run. But we're talking about percentage. I want to see everyone's percentage from now on. I don't care what no one tells me.
You got a phone. You got an iPhone.
No, I
want to
see it here. Hold I want to see people okay, reading it out here.
Okay, hold on.
Talking about.
They do it with Cole Palmer. Done it the other day. How he's, most of his goals are penalties. Basically, he's a madman.
Probably higher than 36%.
And it's all this none in open play stuff. They're doing it with Haaland right now.
They're doing it with Arsenal.
You see what you lot are doing? They, not we. We're doing it for Bruno. We've done it for every.
What do you mean?
From now on. All right, cool. Cool, yeah, my bad. Focus I want to see
prop.
Everyone from
I watched
on.
The show.
Shut up.
I'm trying to back myself.
This is what I'm saying. You got to focus on penalties.
Speak about something else.
I've got some news. I don't know if it's a good omen or if it's a bad omen, but our Mickey Carrick joins the only other Premier League manager in history to get 23 points in their first 9 games. It is the joint best start by any Premier League manager.
Who's that, Pep?
Ange Carrick and Ange. That's why I said I'm not sure if it's a good...
Angie Wick from EastEnders. Dirty Denzel.
Angie Postecoglou.
Oh, I need you to say the surname. Highline. Okay.
But yeah, nah, I don't. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's definitely
it's a,
not.
It's a good thing.
Why is that not a good thing?
Because look how it ended with Postecoglou.
I know.
This is what I'm saying about narratives. Why do I need to see his picture? I didn't need to see no one's picture next to Carrick.
He's done it.
The narratives are being narrative. You need to understand what's going on, you know? Anything that we do well, there's a downfall to it.
No, wait. Libby,
they're trying to big him up, but it's shade. Why are you putting him next to Ange Postecoglou?
He put himself. He's the guy that's done
it. It's shade. A menace. I'm with you.
I'm with you, bro.
If you used to go out there and race and get the exact same time as Shelly Ann Andrews, yeah? The old Jamaican woman running.
Shelly Ann Andrews?
Where are you from, bro?
Fraser, man.
That's my sister, man. That is embarrassing.
Shelly Ann Andrews.
That's embarrassing, bro.
All right, man, big up, man.
Why are you shouting at me?
Because you're continuing.
But I'm not shouting, though.
Stop. All right, so if you used to get the same, if you was getting the same speed as her, they'll say Marks has hit the same speed in 100 metres as Shelly Ann.
No, what is her name?
Fraser.
Good man. Don't point at me.
Okay, I just wanted you to say it. So they got to use it as a comparison. That's where it is. This is the only other person that does it. So you want Michael Carrick to be there by himself? Why? He's not the only person to have done it, though. So what? Carrick for the gaffer next year, innit?
Not for me.
Nah. Why not?
Not for me.
Carrick, pan the clutch.
We need an elite manager.
I think
a lot of
that manager bounce is slowing down. I think there's still... A lot of undesirable things about the team and the way that they play.
100%.
If he gets us second in the league, then
Yeah.
Are they expensive?
But I think that's unfair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think that's unfair?
I think that's unfair. Why second? Third is a good. Third is finishing is good as well.
To say he don't keep, because what you're saying is if he doesn't get second, he should go, and that's.
It's unfair.
Second would be amazing, but if you
that's
don't
dread.
Get it,
that's dread from him. Still, that's dread from
that's
him.
That's what I think. Really?
I think this season is a bit difficult. I want to see Man United lose only because I want to see how Michael Carrick responds to a loss, because we're seeing a lot of love right now. I want to see him lose a game, and if he's able to respond pretty well, I think he deserves an opportunity, man. He's done. He's galvanized his team,
man. There's no sentiment.
I'm not even making it about sentiment. I'm talking about he's earned the right to have an opportunity. 23 points in the first 9 games. You're talking about wins against City, wins against Arsenal away. He's gonna play Liverpool. Beat you lot. Like he's okay. Say no more.
Did you lot gotta play them
at home? We gotta play them at Trafford.
No.
We kicked out your teeth 2-1, man. Focus.
I'll be honest, they're going to move to you.
We've done 5-0, 7-0.
You can't get over that 7-0, will it, mate? We're going to kick your teeth out.
7-0's massive, bro.
You're only as good as your last game.
Carrick's already picked up half of the points that Amorim picked up the entirety of last season. Already, in 9 games.
Big up, Carrick. You still want to keep Amorim?
Big up, Carrick, innit?
I keep every... I'm no manager out.
Do you think you should change that, though?
No.
Okay.
Can you still kick out Kobe?
If he's gonna play, there's no need to sell him.
Mm. I saw a mid off yesterday, Forrest Brighton. Not yesterday, a couple of days ago. Belieber Anderson. It was a mid off. It was a mid off.
It was a mad physical battle. No
between
control.
Them two.
Yeah, no mid off.
But I think he's in the same conversation that Mark said about managers and form. I think Belieber's a prime example. I don't think he's a bad player. I think he's gone through
Belieber's
a bad.
Ice cold,
he's got
bro.
A bad
he's
season.
He's having a terrible season. He's a dope footballer.
No one had this conversation prior to us being linked with him, and it's messed
Belieber's
him up. At
good. I'm
Belieber's
still
good.
Telling you, Belieber's cold. In my opinion,
I don't rate. Any I was. Anderson, you,
I don't know if anybody could think if they could be bothered to go and check. Go and find the tapes, man. I'll be talking about Belieber from time. G.
I had a great.
You wanted to
nothing to do with
him and
nothing to do with United. Like this is, and I know he's playing terrible this year. I'm not saying that. I'm not going to argue that, but again, I just don't believe that's the same thing that you've done with Odegaard. Odegaard had a terrible season. All these times you're trying to say, but I'm saying, brothers, he's still the best player in the league. Like,
what league? Odegaard,
and he's the best player in the Prem.
Well, okay, Bruno, but Odegaard, yeah.
wait.
I think Marks will say anything just to prove his point being right.
How I've said that on this show before as well. I think he's ice cold. I've said it.
He is ice cold.
No, but the best player in the league, but barring Bruno, is wild.
Okay, we're saying that now, but I'm saying I've called. Odegaard, I've said in my opinion, I believe he's the best player in the league. I've said that on Filthy old
You're
time.
Cool.
Like, I've said that.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
I like what I like. It's my preference, isn't it? So it's not a right or wrong. I'm telling
you. No,
hey,
we all make mistakes in life.
Yeah,
all
Bone right. Village.
But
man.
I'm saying like now, obviously it's Bruno, but I'm saying apart from Bruno, it's probably, still Odegaard. You don't want to diss him. Absolute baller. But anyway.
We're going to have a conversation and we're not going to move off United like that. We need to talk about Benjamin Sesko. We need to talk about Benjamin Sesko. This is what I don't like the producers in there, Mark.
Nah, but this is... cool.
I'm telling you.
Hey, okay.
He's
better.
Got the most goals in 2026 in the Prem bar. Thiago, I think it is for Brentford.
Outfield goals, he's got the most. He's got the most. No striker scored more outfield goals in 2026 than Benjamin Sesko. Open play goals. Nobody's scored more goals than Sesko. And I'm not even sure if that's the league. That might be in the world.
Is it true no one scored more goals coming off the bench as well?
Believe so. I'll take it.
Bench or start. However you want to talk about it.
No one scored more goals than Sesko in 2026 in the world. No strikers.
In the world?
In the world.
I don't know about the world. I know about the Prem. Man.
Cristiano Ronaldo's nearly on 1,000.
Yeah, nah, he's doing his thing, man. No, definitely. But I think the issue is for him, what kind of dims his light is other strikers are kind of heating up as well. You get me?
You're making Jokeres references.
I'm just saying that stat was true for Jokeres the other day and it was irrelevant because of the first half of his season. Has Sesko got more than him now then?
No. 20,
okay.
20, that's
so
what
he
said,
doesn't
what
have more goals than Jokeres in 2026. But he has the most in the world.
No. Focus.
He doesn't have more.
No, he doesn't have more.
He's got more than Jokeres this year.
What is it? One then? He must have one more then.
In the league?
It must be one.
Check
yeah.
in the league.
I don't know.
He's
got
Premier League.
Open play goals as well. Jokeres
I think
got
it's
penalties.
Open play.
Jokeres has got penalties.
I don't think Jokeres has scored a penalty this year.
In the Prem.
But Sesko, menace.
Thank you.
I think you have, if you're an honest man, you will know Sesko is a person I've praised before he even arrived at United.
Agreed.
Sesko is someone I wanted over Gyökeres and I still would like over Gyökeres. I always say Sesko is better than Gyökeres. Sesko technically is incredible. His impact on games. This guy jumped so hard, the camera couldn't even keep him in. I said, you don't want any problems with a striker.
That was
like
a great
that.
Header as well, you know.
Great header, bro.
Good feet as well, man.
Great feet.
I'm hearing compliments now, man. I like it. But no, for you, Paul. No, no, no. I've got you. I've got you. I don't know if I got anyone else, but I got you. I got you.
Look at Everton finish.
I got you. I got you.
Even though, like, he didn't warm up straight away, even at the time, I felt some of the criticism for him was a bit harsh.
Harsh.
Even like before he's
gone. You're going to get that, though. You're going to get that with a striker in the Premier League joining United. You're going to get criticism early if he doesn't.
It's just like
hit the ground running.
It's like the comparisons is, I knew what, it's like what you say, what you like, what you like, innit? Gyökeres is that striker for me that will go a game without a shot. Like, who's you play? Chelsea, no shot.
Enough shot. He did enough games.
I can literally tell you.
He does that regular, but you see Sesko, I think when Sesko, I don't think he wastes shots. You know what I'm saying? I think he knows how to.
He definitely wastes shots.
He don't waste shots.
No, but he knows how to. But when he comes on for and he's got 5 minutes and he gets a goal, he's definitely not wasting it. You get what I'm saying? So, when I'm saying the guys, he knows how to make a space, he knows how to make a yard, he does the right runs. It's night and day between the two, I'll be honest, man. It's night and day, bro.
He's got good movement, and he's still only young in that as well.
22.
So I'll ask you a question then. Do you drop Ahmed Diallo and keep Sesko up front and keep Mbeumo?
I think I think we've got that batch going forward between the four of them. Sorry, Ahmad, Bruno's obviously undroppable, but Ahmad, Sesko and Mbeumo and... Ahmad, Cunha, Sesko and Bremer. I think you could alternate. And Sesko's got that attitude in which if he's on the bench, he's on the bench. He's calm with that. I think previously we weren't calm with... I'm not saying he's calm. No. But the attitude that has been
forward on and score.
He is not as bothered as others were last season and kicking up a stink about it.
I hear you.
That's the difference.
Don't you think United will play better with someone like... There's a goal you scored the other day.
No, but there's some games we haven't played better.
Watch this one goal I saw the other day and I just don't know how you scored this with Ahmed Diallo playing. I saw, I think it was Everton. He was in your own half. You've retrieved the ball.
Cunha.
Sesko has laid it off to someone who's given it to Cunha. Now, Sesko and Cunha were basically holding hands. How the hell he has sprinted to the other side of the pitch, a diagonal 70-yard ball all the way to Mbeumo, who tees it up for Sesko. There's no one even near him. I don't know how Ahmed Diallo fits into that. Ahmed Diallo's cold.
You see what the problem is with Sesko, yeah? It's probably just the prototype of player that he is. Like, if he could be a bit more mobile, then he would probably help and it would probably help him.
A bit
more
mobile? Did you not see how mobile that was?
No, because you see like the way football's played now. That's why Carrick done that with Mbeumo. That's why like Newcastle's having the problem that they're having with Voldemedo and all that, and is the running behind. The way that the teams are playing now, you prefer a small little mobile nine, like for the way that they're pressing and stuff like that. When you've got like a big like bulky striker, it kind of clumps up the play a bit.
How did you win your last game? Because I'd know for a fact Bruno couldn't put that on in Mbeumo's head.
Yeah, but that's from a corner.
It was from open play, bro.
No, he's done a cross, a tall guy heading. I'm talking about build up. I'm talking about football and ball on the ground and playing. A lot of the football teams have gone away from them big strikers, and that's what will hold it against Sesko, because you've got more ability, you've got more fluidity in the team.
You're not going away from the pressure and stuff. Gyökeres, Chris Wood, Ekitike, Isaac. There's so many strikers.
Ekitike is mobile, like. Valtomada's stinking.
He's stinking at the moment.
He's a centre midfielder, bro.
He's stinking at the moment.
The pace up. They hate him.
He's got the less minutes out of every single striker, Sesko. He's probably played the least minutes out of every single striker and he's playing this well. I don't think...
What Loons is saying.
I hate when people moan about, I'm not getting fed, though. He's not getting no service and all that. Sesko's movement, makes you have to provide for him. You know what I'm trying to say? These certain men, like, they're not getting balls because you're meaty. You're running in stupid places. You're running down cul-de-sacs and rare. Sesko's movement is cold.
And
you
he's finishing as well. Some of the finishes are ice he's cold,
got, how many
bro.
Prem goals he got in?
Six.
In
seven?
Thing? Six. In 2026. I think Gyökeres has six, you know.
That's what I said, yeah. I said Prem.
I told you, though. It's like, I don't know. Don't let this... Don't make it picking up the cracks or make you sort of think like it's something it's not. We told you that from the beginning of season. The type of guy he is, even from when we clocked his meaty, he is going to pop up with goals. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So don't let the little goals that gas you, if that makes sense. Because like, he's gonna score goals, bro.
I want Sesko goals. I want the winner. I want off the bench, man. I want Sesko goals.
You see what I'm talking about, the goals at the side games.
Sesko goals.
Saying that Djokovic ain't never going to move like that. Is that Sesko's move?
No, Djokovic has done it recently. I can't
Okay, he's getting into it, but I'm just saying, this is what my man does. I'm saying the goals that decide games. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah,
I was saying it to you the other day about winners, equalizers. There's the importance of goals. Djokovic scores the third, the fourth, the fifth.
Lukaku. United.
Bro, against Tottenham, he scored the second goal to make us 2-1 up.
He means when it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, but he is scoring when it matters.
No, as in not a winner, like you said.
Who did Ekatike score against the other day?
West Ham.
So everyone he scored against the Idiot as well.
And bro, he scores winners, bro. He opens scoring, bro. Tight game, you open the scoring. Gyökeres doesn't give you that option.
He does. It's 1-1 against Tottenham away from home. He gets the edge of the box and bangs it top. What are you
losing against Newcastle?
I can't wait for you to lose this.
Forget. Look, I told you, Arsenal always try and fool us like Spurs is a big game. This is a team fighting relegation. Where was Gyökeres opening and scoring? Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool. Where was he?
Ekatike
scored in derbies as well. He scored against much higher teams.
Against Everton.
Who? And Newcastle.
No, Gyökeres.
Okay, brilliant. Well done. That's what I was asking. I was asked a question.
No, you told us he doesn't.
He doesn't. Exactly.
We recorded it.
He doesn't.
But we've just showed you two goals. Do we have?
Spurs is meaty.
You said
Everton, yes. I'll rate Everton, yes. Spurs is meaty. What Sesko does, there's a type of goal. Those goals are important. You lot can't tell me Gyökeres two goals are the same as the goals that my man's scoring. Are you mad?
The goal Sesko scored the other day was after my man...
The winner.
Was it the winner?
Yes, it's the winner, bro.
So when they had 10 men at home against Palace?
No, this is before. They didn't
no, it was it. That's what it was.
10 men. They got
if it was
10
the
men.
Winner, they had 10 men. Because the equaliser was the penalty.
He done the winner before Lowen. With that. Was it
is
the West Ham?
It's as simple as this.
You got the winner at West Ham.
If Gyökeres did it against West Ham, it matters that it's West Ham, right?
But Lippy, what happens? If Gyökeres scores the second against West Ham, we win 5-1. If Sesko scores the second, they win 2-1.
Yeah, but that's because United are bad. That don't mean Sesko's no,
that's
better.
What I'm saying. I agree with you.
What Loons is saying, he ain't scored no goals against the top 10 teams. I think he's looking at the bigger team. Bar Everton, which was a pen.
Who? Gyökeres.
I think that's his point.
But
the
you think
bigger
that's
teams?
What he's been brought in for? As in, you know we've spoken about that before, innit? Do you remember Chunks? Like early in the season when he came in, he spoke about Gyökeres.
Yeah.
And he said
smaller
that
clubs. You need someone said, to be at the smaller clubs.
Even in the Portuguese league, like all those goals he scored, the majority of them came against the smaller teams. So people were like questioning whether that's kind of where he's been brought in, where Arsenal struggled against smaller teams. He's come in to score against them.
When you lot lost the league to Liverpool, when you lot drew bare games. So you lot struggling against the smaller clubs and Gyökeres has been brought in to score against the smaller clubs.
I'm going to take a look at research. I think you're just talking.
Is that the
justification?
Right. Anyway, listen, get in the comments below, Crad. Let us know why Sesko's good, how good he actually is, and how good he's going to be.
I like that.
Comment, like, share, subscribe. Filthy, we out.